No. At that time, there was no television, and indeed, I don't think there was any radio either, for that matter. Radios were very, very scarce on the ground, and there was a lot of the old traditions of storytelling and so forth, and a lot of the stories centered around the countryside, and the stories about the fairies and the fairy queen and the leprechauns, which were taken half seriously. But at that time, you see, because there were no cars, and so you had to walk into the countryside. And it was quite difficult to get into the countryside. So the countryside at that time was a much wilder place than it is now.
Darker.
And darker and more mysterious. And whilst we only half believed in fairies and leprechauns and so forth, nevertheless, you never really knew within the covers and the bushes and the furze bushes and the sort of very quiet, lonely places what may well have existed. Indeed, there may be some strange animals that could have been there that you never saw at all. And indeed, in those places, if a fox or a hare slipped away, the rustling inside in the bushes would make one think that there was some sort of supernatural behavior going on there. And it was from all that stories, from Kitty the Hare and the ghost stories and all these nightly stories, were made more interesting, really, because people were using their imagination more. Maybe they were fooling themselves, but nevertheless, I think it wasn't a bad fooling. And they talked around the fire and they spoke about these things. And I think in many ways life was richer in that regard, whereas compared to today with what's on the television with American soaps and this awful sexual innuendo. No comedy seems to be able to be made today with some sort of a sexual side to it, which is not very pleasant, really, and not very wholesome in my view.